This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris, hour number two of a two-hour show. Ahead of the man, Sammy Leavitt, who will have the Padre pregame show about an hour from right now. Padres will take on the Texas Rangers after that.
He's slacking today.
Sam Leavitt?
Yeah, he's not here.
He might be in the back working.
Usually he comes in and says hello.
He usually comes in to try and, yesterday he did the gritty. Right outside the window.
That
was his debut to the studio.
I gotta say, Sam, good dancer.
He's a funny guy.
Good dancer. I wish I had some dance moves like him.
Got no moves. I've never
got no moves.
No, I'm speaking of myself.
Yeah, no, me
not
too.
You.
Me too.
Never liked dancing. Really. Like if my wife says, "Let's go out dancing," that's an okay because she wants to go response. That's not an okay because I want to go response.
Yeah, I'm not into the dancing either.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're that bad at it, like I think I am, then why should I make people have to put up with looking at it? Because when you go dance, there's other people around.
Yeah, but they're not paying attention to you.
Oh.
That's my biggest thing, is I think everybody's looking at me dance terribly, but no one's looking at me dance terribly. Everybody's drunk dancing themselves.
Really? You think you have to be drunk to be a dancer?
Oh, if I was going to dance...
Oh, you have to be.
I have to be drunk, yes.
You have to be.
That's why I haven't danced in over 7 years, Chris.
I'd love to see this story pop up before we get to today's Daily Gambit. Radio host suspended after, quote, unwelcome kiss.
Oh, Chris. When are you serving your suspension?
Yeah, sorry about that. When am I serving my suspension? I'm leaving tomorrow. I won't be back till Monday. No, this is Philadelphia sports radio host Howard Eskin, who is a quite the beloved, I must say, but also somewhat controversial figure.
Do you know why
he's in Philadelphia sports radio? He was kind of the original sports radio guy in Philadelphia.
Okay,
when sports radio began, you know, in earnest in the 90s or so. So Howard Eskin's been doing it for a long time, but apparently thought it'd be a really good idea to plant a kiss on one of the food service provider workers at Citizens Bank Park the other day.
Like, I've been researching because I need to know what... I mean, blanket statement, not okay.
No.
And I don't think that... And I would never do this. But was it like a full-on kiss?
Don't know. Doesn't say anything about the involvement or non-involvement
because
of tongue. It doesn't say anything like that. You brought it up.
That was so bad.
You brought it up.
I honestly would think in my head, the punishment level changes depending on what it was.
What kind of kiss?
If it was a kiss on the cheek.
Peck on the cheek?
Not okay.
Right.
But maybe like a couple day suspension. Like a kiss on the mouth, I'm thinking weeks.
Weeks. Yeah. All right. The Philadelphia Sports Radio 94 WIP. Said in a statement it learned of the, quote, unwelcome kiss and immediately investigated. So, Philadelphia, be without Howard Eskin for a while. Come on, people. Do better.
Yeah.
Do better than that. One other baseball note to pass along. This is actually a note of on the field. Trade deadline is at the end of this month, right?
Is it July 31st or August 1st?
I don't know. That's the end of the month either way.
I got to look.
Aaron Civale, 29-year-old right-hander, dealt from the Tampa Bay Rays to the Milwaukee Brewers. today. Brewers are in need of some starting pitching.
July 30th.
They've had a lot of injury problems. They've been leaning on a rookie, Tobias Myers. They even went out and desperately signed Dallas Keuchel. The Brewers did.
Forgot about that.
Keuchel pitched actually okay yesterday for them in Colorado, but the Brewers looking for Aaron Civale to hopefully give their rotation a boost. Civale struggled in Tampa Bay this year, though. 5.17 ERA. So there you go. Kind of the first trade of the trade season. Although the two biggest trades in baseball this year, without question, were both made a while ago.
Yeah.
By your hometown San Diego Padres.
Yeah. Very true.
Yes, the addition of Dylan Cease, who is the very definition right now of inconsistent, I hate to say.
Me, yeah.
He's 7-7, so right there, that tells you he's inconsistent. But the thing that's most inconsistent about Dylan is that he is 7 innings, 1 hit, followed by 3 innings, 6 doubles, 2 home runs, and everything else.
He seems to struggle early and then figure it out for the rest of the game, but
well,
yesterday was not one of those days.
No. So
it's really frustrating.
See about Adam Mazur tonight. He did get his first victory and a win over the Brewers a week or so ago, maybe a week and a half ago. You know, I think they're going to have to score some runs tonight. And I don't even want to bring it up. But, alas, I will. They got the 5 games over .500. We were hoping, against all hope, that they would stay there. Now they're trickling back.
As long as they're above 500, I do not care.
I know. You just don't want that.
I still am not looking until August 1st.
Do not. Yes, you are.
To the stand. No, I haven't been looking at the standings at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Padres are in first place. They just passed the Dodgers.
They did not. I know that much.
You know that much?
Yes, I know that much.
Padres are 8.5 games back of the Dodgers still in the NL West with a record of 46-43. We'll see if they can get back on track. As mentioned, tonight is their 90th game of the year.
That's a lot of games.
And there's still 72 to go.
That's a lot of games.
I'm looking at one team right off the top. Cleveland has only played 83.
They've had a lot of rainouts this year.
But I'm saying the Padres have played that many more games. Atlanta's also played 83.
But as you said last week, that just means a lot of off days in the second half of the season.
As a matter of fact, who has more wins right now, Mr. I don't look at the standings, the Braves or the Padres?
I believe the Braves and the Padres are almost tied.
They are tied.
They are tied.
In the win column.
Yes.
But in the loss column, the Padres have 6 more.
Mr., I don't look at standing. I still look and see who wins and loses.
I see. All right. Well, speaking of that, let's go to today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Chris, did you read The Frozen Ropes earlier? I think you did, right?
Yes, I did.
We talked about it. That's right. Okay, just making sure we're paying the bills over here.
I was on top of that
yes,
one.
Yes, you were.
Nicely.
Yes, you were. First bet we made last night, the Aces and the Fever. The Aces were 13.5-point favorites over the Fever. You chose the Aces. I chose the Fever, and the Aces won big by 19. Or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, 19. 19. Yeah. 88.
I just want to let you know I got the Fever. I got the Fever.
For more cowbell?
And it means more cowbell.
I was
yeah.
gonna say.
I just love that skit. I can watch that every day, 5 times a day, and laugh every time.
Yeah.
The cowbell skit.
It's pretty funny.
It's a good one.
Even though I'm not a big Saturday Night Live person, it's pretty funny.
That's funny.
Caitlin Clark, over under 2.5 3-pointers made in the game. You said over, I said under. She only had one.
I know. Come on, Caitlin.
I don't know where
You're killing me.
I think I put these
killing
in the
me,
wrong.
Smalls. By the way, If anybody's wondering whether or not Caitlin Clark is the reason why the WNBA is all of a sudden a big deal, and I understand all the other players are a big part of it, and Angel Reese has done her part, but did you see that last year's leading vote-getter for the WNBA All-Stars was Asia Wilson?
Okay.
With 95,000 votes.
Wow.
This year's leader, Caitlin Clark, 700,000 votes. Yeah. That's almost eight times as many votes this year for the WNBA All-Stars as last year. And last night's game in Las Vegas drew a crowd of over 20,000 fans.
They had to move stadiums, didn't they?
With all due respect to Kelsey Plum and Asia Wilson, who play for the Las Vegas Aces and their two championships, those 20,000 people were not there to see them. I mean, some of them were. But Caitlin Clark is moving the needle, and I don't know, you know, what else to say about that.
Yeah, I agree with you. She is, I mean, that's
700,000 votes compared to last year, 95. That's Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't even really know what to say because it's that crazy. All right. I already said the Caitlin Clark thing. So Asia Wilson, over under 27.5 points in the game. Both of us went over, and both of us were correct by the hair of our chinny chin chin because she had 28 points.
There you go, Asia.
Padres, I don't know why I said that so weird. Padres minus 1.5 on the run line over the Rangers yesterday. Chris chose the Rangers. I chose the Padres, and I lost because the Padres lost 7-0.
Mm-hmm.
Chris won. Over under 7.5 runs in this game. Both of us said over. If the Padres were able to get one run, it would have been over, but they did not.
They didn't get one.
So they were under. And then the next one was number of innings pitched between Cease and Evaldi. Evaldi pitched 7. Cease obviously went 3 2/3, yeah. So we both chose Cease.
And I understand analytics and everything. I get it. And, you know, it's just a new world, and, you know, it's always going to be this way. But why in the world would Nathan Eovaldi ever even come out of that game? 7 innings, 1 hit. Nobody touched him. Like, why
do
you have to
throw?
Come out after 7 innings?
How many pitches did he throw? I have it right here.
I don't know.
Pitches 92.
92. I mean, it's just the way they do things now. And, you know, I long for the old days sometimes.
Do you want someone's arm to fall off?
Yeah, right. It would fall right off if he went over 100 pitches.
Are we even going to do any bets? Because we're going to be off for so. Okay.
Yeah, why not? Who do you like tonight? Texas is favored by 1.5 over the Padres tonight. So the odds are flip-flopped with John Gray pitching against the kid, Adam Major. I'll take the Padres this time. Come on. Let's go.
I'm sorry.
You don't buy into Major?
I know that they don't really have many choices, but I've seen enough to know that I'm not confident about this game tonight.
Right, so you take Texas.
Yeah.
And like we said, John Gray is always good against the Padres. Brewers and Rockies, bring it up because the over-under is 12 runs. That's 4 runs higher than most every other game in baseball tonight. Colin Ray pitches for Milwaukee. Dakota Hudson, one of the worst starters in baseball, starts for the Rocks. 12 runs, Scrabe. That's 7-6 you got to get to.
You're making it sound like this is going to be really easy, so I'll just go over.
Go over. Last night was 4-3, so it was a little low scoring. Tonight they'll go over. Who gets more strikeouts tonight? Will it be Chris Sale of the Braves against San Francisco? Or will it be Zach Wheeler of the Phillies against the Chicago Cubs? Who gets more strikeouts? Chris Sale always gets more strikeouts. I'll say Sale. Zach Wheeler's pretty good, though.
I don't know. The Giants have been winning some games lately.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Wheeler.
Go with Zach Wheeler in that one. The odds are the exact same, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Big matchup tonight in Major League Soccer. Don't get that on the Daily Gambit board very often. But we've got a matchup between the LA Galaxy and the LA Football Club. It's a crosstown rivalry. LA.
I have no idea there were two different teams.
LA against. You didn't know there were two different teams?
No.
You really didn't?
No.
Yeah, there's two different teams, the Galaxy and LAFC. And they are in first and second place in the Western Division.
Okay.
Tonight they match up against each other. The over-under is 3.5 goals total. I will tell you that both the Galaxy and LAFC average 2 goals per game. Will they go over tonight, Mr. Scraby? I'm glad I brought this up so that you are now aware there are two teams there.
I know, I probably shouldn't have admitted that, but I did.
Yeah.
With another really, really creative name, LAFC.
Yeah, I know.
Are you
taking a swipe at San Diego FC?
No.
Don't ever do that in my presence again.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
That's right.
You're going to defend him to
I'm
the death?
I'm going to defend him, yes.
What about the Wave?
I like the Wave's name.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the name.
Oh.
I'm going to go under.
Under 3.5 goals. Yeah, that sounds... 2-1 is, you know, still a good
game.
There's
a barn burner. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll say
I'm
under.
Taking unnecessary shots at soccer.
I'll say under, too. All right. Couple more. Brittany Griner, Phoenix, or our friend Ogunbowale of Dallas, who's going to score more points tonight? Ogunbowale averages 22. Griner averages 20. Phoenix is at Dallas tonight. I'll take Ogunbowale. She seems to be good for her 22, 23 every game.
Yeah, I'm going to go with her, too.
All right. But you have to pronounce her name in order
Ogunbowale.
To go. There you go. You're good at it.
I am good at that one.
All right. That's it. Wimbledon today, just in, the top seed, Jakob Sinner, really pushed by former Wimbledon finalist Matteo Berrettini in a second-round match. Sinner prevails. Check these scores out, Scrabe. 7-6, 7-6, 2-6, 7-6.
Wow.
So they had three tiebreakers, and Sinner won them all. And so he's able to advance into the third round at, I've noticed this, they call it now the Championships Wimbledon, which I don't like, the pretentiousness of that. The only other event in the world
exactly
that is that pretentious is the Open.
But now, Chris, it's the Open Championship.
The Open Championship.
Now it's the Championships.
Sounds like I'm not even...
Wimbledon.
At Wimbledon, yes. If you say... As a matter of fact, I was watching my second favorite show the other night, Jeopardy.
Okay.
You know I'm a regular viewer of Jeopardy. And that shouldn't surprise anybody, being as I'm like trivia crazy.
I was going to make fun of you, but I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I love trivia. Anyway, the answer the other night to one of the... You know, questions was Wimbledon. The contestant said Wimbledon, and they gave it to him at first, and then they reconsidered and took it away.
Wow.
Said it's not Wimbledon. You have to say Wimbledon.
What a loser.
I know.
I've always even known it was Wimbledon.
Yeah. They took his points away or his money or whatever they do.
I think Wimbledon.
Wimbledon, yes.
How do I say this?
Just lay it out there. It's the day before
they think
4th of July.
This is a very American take.
Okay.
They think that they are the cat's meow, Chris.
Oh, like, they do.
Oh, if you come to Wimbledon, you are just royalty.
Yes, you have to be royalty. I mean, they still have a royal box sitting behind the baseline at center court that is reserved only for...
Charles...
Those folks, whoever that is, that, you know, want to sit there.
This is a serious comment, but I wonder if we'll see Kate Middleton going to the championship because...
You might.
I believe she's been there before.
Yeah. The whole royal family thing in England? I don't get that, really.
I mean, we're American. We don't get that, yes.
But there are people who still, to this day, hang on every word. You know what it is like to me? The royal family in England.
Oh, political commentator coming up.
Political commentary coming up. It's like the real life version of the Real Housewives that we're all in love with here for no reason.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, the royals, I understand their significance as in like their what they mean. What
the
they
historical
stand for.
Perspective of it is understandable.
But the English people that I've talked to have told me... They don't really care.
Yeah, no, people have... Well, look, I mean...
And some do. I'm not saying that's wrong
no,
if you do.
What's Harry and Meghan, I mean, basically checked out of the whole thing.
Because
so what does that tell you?
Terrible accusations about some of those people high up in that. Anyway, that's our
political commentary for today. Maybe that's not even political.
Our opinions on English royalty.
It's okay. Woodsy and Ben opened up with 20 minutes on screaming children on airplanes today.
Okay, good.
So we can get away with it.
Yes, I would like to know what they said, because I wasn't up early enough for their open, but...
I did hear it today.
That would be infuriating.
Well, as you would expect. They found it to be rather infuriating.
Okay.
Traffic, more Gwen and Chris. Big Five coming up with Tony returning. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Scraven, we can start our hearts again.
Sammy Levitt has arrived in the building for the pregame show, which gets underway at 4 o'clock. It was closing in on the... It's going to be the Nick DiNucci pregame show here.
I was just preparing Nick for it.
Lasted much longer.
I was about to send out a search party.
Yeah, I know. I was going to ask. I was going to put out an all point, an APB.
Oh, very nice.
An all points bulletin.
Very nice. Or a bolo.
For anybody that had seen Sam Levitt. But apparently he lost his entry card into the building or misplaced it.
Knock on wood.
So
I am really good at not losing stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, I never lose
stuff. Now that you've said it, it'll happen.
No, I mean, I've said it before and it hasn't happened.
Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use our savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. And we have a couple of minutes before the Big Five. You wanted to bring the story up.
We still have to go to break, too.
I know.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about...
No, let's do it now, yeah.
Just a real quick thing, because it's I don't know if this is, you know, going to make big news in this town or not.
It's...
What do you think? I mean, the Wave is embroiled in a little... He said, she said? Is that the best way to say it?
I guess
there seems to be a little controversy with the Wave. Now, they don't have a coach. We know that. We know the team has struggled this year on the field. Hasn't had the same success as it had the first 2 years. But a lot of people, apparently, are leaving this organization one way or the other. Front office types, I'm saying. And they're very disgruntled. And I think, I don't know, is that the best way to describe it? I'm not trying to
I don't know
speak
if
out of turn here.
Or I don't think the word disgruntled, at least from where I sit, I don't think disgruntled is the word. I think the word is just disenchanted.
Okay.
That's a worse word.
I would say disenchanted to disgruntled are pretty
the same
similar.
Thing? Okay. I'm trying to say that they're not like doing this because they want to get back at the team. They're doing this because there's a major problem with the team's hierarchy. And there was a video coordinator, and it seems like they ran.
Now, where did you find all of this stuff?
Well, first I saw it on the chat. Someone said, what's going on with the Wave? And then I Googled it and I found all this other stuff. But there was a post made by someone who did the video for the Wave. Her name is Brittany. You can see it on Instagram, but she posted all these different things, and she was basically saying, like, this place is
toxic.
Really bad for your mental health.
A little
this
toxic.
Place is toxic.
Yeah.
And so she put up some of the things said. I guess I'll just read it, but where should I?
Well, I want to give this some connection. It's being reported on Awful Announcing, which
okay,
is one of the
it.
Websites,
yeah.
One of the places that is reporting it. So we're not just taking this out of thin air.
No.
But there are, you know, several people have come out that have not working there, and they've accused the club of abusive leadership. The club, for its part, says, you know, it's disgruntled employees who no longer work there.
That's the problem I have.
So
that's the problem I have.
How do you have a problem?
Because
maybe it is disgruntled employees.
It could be. I mean, but someone, and these are all these are all like rumors. We haven't confirmed anything, but I can tell you, I'm reading a post from someone who used to work from the organization saying that. It says, regardless of repeatedly highlighting pervasive issues to the NWSL, the league has consistently failed to take meaningful action and instead turn a blind eye to the pattern of profoundly damaging behaviors. Their investigations into these matters were notably negligent. And then they go on to share an email from the Wave to Brittany.
All right. But let's leave that out. Let me just, you gave
well, that's
that
part of it.
All right. You gave that part of it. There's people that have been let go that are upset.
Yes.
But I think we should give the other side, and that is the Wave's response to this, which is San Diego Wave FC has been made aware of recent social media post by a former employee that contains inaccurate and defamatory statements about the club. Not only does the post contain a fabricated email, but the claims made therein are categorically false, including the ones directed at our president, Jill Ellis. San Diego Wave FC currently is reviewing this situation, and it intends to pursue all legal avenues available to appropriately address this matter.
I hope that goes for if they are lying, because, I mean, if
okay.
this person did go out there and just do this because they were mad at the Wave, then I'm going to look like a big idiot, because I don't believe the Wave. And that's just based on face value stuff. Because a company usually comes out and says, you know what? We're going to look into these things that happened. We're going to see what actually happened here. We're going to do an investigation. Instead, the Wave was like, this employee's disgruntled. They're crazy. Get it, you know, don't believe anything they say.
Well, I will also say that there are other tweets and emails from other employees beyond that employee who make some claims against the Wave as well. But I wanted to make – look, I don't want to create a big controversy, and I don't want everybody driving around out there thinking that the Wave is a, you know – roughshod organization.
Yes, wait for this stuff to come out for
wait
yourself.
Wait for all of this to work itself out. We're bringing it up because it's going on, apparently, and it was behind the scenes. Now, apparently, it's kind of in front of the scenes.
Yes.
And it does involve a franchise, a professional franchise in our city. But I think what the Wave said stands on its merit, and then the other people say what they say, and we'll see how it all goes.
Well, this will be
I can say this about Jill Ellis, if you wanted my opinion.
Yeah, go for it.
She's been wonderful to us in every way, shape, or form since they came to town.
The one thing I could say about them is they were very friendly to us in the first season, and then all of a sudden they didn't want anything to do with us in the rest of the seasons. Because
right.
we did reach out, and we did try to get people on, and we were just keeping told I will say
that's fair. Because we did have a lot of Wave interviews the first season, and we enjoyed them, and everybody was terrific.
And we were and then, you know, we wanted to go to games, and then all of a sudden it just ended.
We also did want to promote the team as much as we can. Again, Tony's daughters all play girls soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fans.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't be so in on blaming the wave.
I think you just got to be careful.
I'm going to step back a little bit.
You got to be careful. You're bringing this to light. That's fair. But I want to make sure I bring to light what the wave is saying.
Thank you, Chris.
To, you know, at least put things on level footing for now.
They're asking, someone's asking, what is the actual complaint against the wave? The complaint against the wave is that they're treating some of their employees poorly.
Yeah, poorly. They've treated some of their employees very poorly to the point where some are out of there and didn't want to work there anymore.
Yeah.
Waves say, no, not fair.
Yeah, I'm going to take a step back and let things develop, but
that's what you should
do. I really hope that this person isn't trying to pull a fast one on me because I'll look pretty dumb.
Not always a hard thing to do.
In this case, it might be, because I just went way out on a limb for this person I've never met before.
You did go on a bit of a limb. I want you to be careful out there.
Thank you.
Big Five is coming up next. More Gwen and Chris on the way. All right, we don't have, you know, all the time in the world to unpack this whole thing with the wave. If you're just tuning in, we brought it up in the last segment, but certainly some controversy surrounding our local women's pro sports franchise. The stories are pretty much, you know, coming out. You know, I mentioned awful announcing, but MSN has a story on this. USA Today has a story on this. Yahoo Sports has a story on this. So, all right. So the word, you know, it's out there. And there's a, you know, basically there's a former employee who is saying that she was treated so bad that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. She's no longer part of the organization. The Wave came right out and said that it's all false, and they are going to pursue all legal action against the employee. So, you know, as I told Scraby, let's just let this play out, but thought you should be made aware of it. I do want to say one more thing, because I was defending Jill Ellis in the last segment. Think she's always been wonderful to us. That's the only thing I can go on. But Carly Lloyd is one of the all-time famous players in women's national soccer history. But yes, outspoken. But she was on Fox
less than
48 hours ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was asked about the U.S. women's national team and the coaches and the whole thing. Carly Lloyd said, quote, "We won championships and we hated our coaches."
Who was the coach?
Jill Ellis.
There you go. And I'm not saying that's going to make her guilty.
No, it doesn't.
I also want to say, too, the reason I jumped so far into it is because I think everybody knows I hate big business. I hate when people at the top try to cover things up. I hate when people at the top try to make life a living hell for the people who actually make the business work, which are the people at the bottom. And so that's why I got so crazy so quick.
Yeah, but don't get too crazy until you know what you're getting crazy about.
I know, you're
That's
right.
That's what I'm trying to make sure.
You're right, but if you this do. Is true, I'm going to be very...
It's very troubling if it's true.
Yeah, it's very troubling.
Very troubling, and I think the Wave, you know, there's a couple of more comments on this. A lot of people think the Wave should have said, hey, we're going to look into this.
I think
which
so.
Is what you said.
Yeah.
Instead of just categorically denying it without anything.
This is the thing that drives me nuts about companies, about big business, is that they think that by putting that out, we're all just going to believe it and it's going to go away. We're not idiots. And that's what companies treat us as sometimes. They think that we're not going to see through the post of what the Wave put up. I see right through it.
All right. What we owe our listeners.
Yes, you're right.
At the very least.
You're
what
right.
We owe our listeners at the very least is for you and I to keep an eye going forward on this and at least have some sort of follow-up to where this goes.
Yes.
Because we've brought this up. Now we've brought it to light, you know, on the show. And, you know, I want to see how this turns out.
I do, too.
Even to the point where we maybe should have, you know, somebody from the Wave on to talk about it.
Maybe next week.
All right.
Because we're done for the week.
Yeah, we're kind of done for this week. So, all right. Gwen and Chris, traffic, and then today's Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares? The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. I'm not going to start with a Padre one today because I saw something that was so egregious I had to bring it to the show.
Number five.
We're actually going to have two egregious topics here in the Big Five today. The first one is going to be about Shohei Ohtani. He has decided that he is not going to participate in the Home Run Derby in Texas this year. He said he won't be doing it because, quote, I'm in the middle of my rehab progression, so it's not going to look like I'll be participating.
All right.
End quote. His rehab progression, by the way, has allowed him to play 83 games this year. 27 home runs, Chris.
Yeah.
Been swinging the bat really well.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Roberts said, quote,
that ain't right.
He hit 27. He's hit 27 home runs this year.
Yeah, more than that.
Not that I know of.
No, I think he's got 27. I think Judge 27? Is the only one over 30. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought we were talking about.
You were going on Judge.
We're talking about Judge.
Ohtani.
Yeah. No, I'm cool with okay. Judge. I like Judge.
You like okay. Judge today.
Yeah.
Dave you don't Roberts. Like Ohtani for whatever.
Said, Ohtani is in his crosshairs today.
Dave Roberts said, quote, he signed up here to help us win a championship and nothing should get in the way of that.
Right.
In any other normal situation where he wasn't rehabbing, Chris, he would love to participate.
Okay.
That's what Dave Roberts said.
All right.
I know that it's weighed heavy on him, but I do think the rehab process is something that ultimately makes him feel better about bowing out. End quote.
Okay.
Chris.
Yes.
Should Shohei Ohtani be in the Home Run Derby?
No, he doesn't want to be.
That's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
If he wants to contribute to the end of the Home Run Derby, like the end of the...
Is Aaron Judge going to be in the Home Run Derby? Has he announced that yet?
We don't
has,
know.
I think we do know that.
Did he already say
I
he's
think
not?
He said no.
I mean, you know, other than Gunnar Henderson, I don't know any big sluggers that are going to be in the Home Run Derby. I think this is fair for Ohtani this time around. You say he's rehabbing. He is rehabbing. I mean, the guy is superhuman that he can still go up and hit home runs and do all the things he can do, but he wants to get back to pitching again. And I think even one day of standing out there taking, you know, whatever it is, 100 swings at full strength.
Hellacious swings.
In a half hour is something that he deems could be detrimental to him.
His profession, right?
I understand.
Okay.
Yes, and his profession is
part of being a baseball player.
But being part of it for him is pitching, and he wants to get back to doing that. You know what? You're just being selfish here because you want to see him in the Home Run Derby, but
he doesn't care if he's in it. He just wants to play.
You're right. He just wants to.
Well,
bitch.
Ohtani just wants to play baseball.
You just want to bitch. You just want to bitch. That's all you're doing.
I don't know. Can we say that on the radio?
We just did.
Thank you.
By the way, Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Says he is skipping 2024 Home Run Derby, so he's on the list too.
All right, get him on the list.
He's got no rehab.
All right, get him on the list.
Hey. Listen, we were asking different ways to say cool back in the day.
Yeah,
I thought about using that yesterday and asking Chris did they use that, but I was unsure we could say it. I wish I would have.
Bitchin'?
Oh, like, bitchin'?
Yeah, I think we could say that.
I think we could say that.
Yeah, but I think we both have the same answer, so you can probably move on to question four.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless you want to get more riled up.
I just think it's ridiculous. I don't really care.
What is ridiculous?
The real part of me says I understand why he's not participating in the Home Run Derby. The fake part of me is like Dave Roberts. He had such a hard time with this decision, and if he wasn't, I'm just so annoyed everything.
So Dave Roberts is in the crosshairs too.
Yes, everybody in the Dodgers organization is in the crosshairs today.
Got it.
Number four.
Ramona Shelburne wrote an article for ESPN diving into the reason that Klay Thompson left the Warriors, and some interesting reasons were given. And from the article, it went like this. Quote, the Warriors prioritized extending Jordan Poole for 4 years and $140 million and young swingman Andrew Wiggins for 4 years, $109 million over Thompson and Green the summer after they won a championship, which didn't sit well with either of the two veterans, sources said. So that's why Klay is a little, disenchanted with the Warriors and how they did things. Tony, do you think this is what tore the Warriors apart?
I think it was a bunch of different things. I think Draymond punching Jordan Poole certainly
didn't help.
I have this kind of a personal opinion. When owners give a bunch of guys, a player, a bunch of money, and said player has an injury that, you know, no fault of their own, it does seem like they take that personally. So they gave him all, they gave, you know, Clay that money, and then he ended up tearing his knee in the finals, right? And then he tore his Achilles as he was coming back off of that. And I don't know, to me, why else would you prioritize? I know Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins over Klay Thompson. Like, there's, I can't even think of a world in which you would do that. And so, you know, athletes in general, not just Klay Thompson, they take things personally. And when they feel like, because here's what happens a lot of times when you're a young athlete, you get drafted by a team, you know there's the talk about business, but you don't perceive it that way. Like when you get drafted, you think you're going to be with that team forever. Like that is how it sits in all of our heads. And when you get traded or something along those lines happens, it's a shock to a lot of guys. And so when you go out, in his case, you help a team win, what, three titles, right? Back 3 and 4 years. And then when it comes time to for the payday or your first Big Max, they're like, we kind of like Wiggins. We're going to take care of him first. We're going to take care of Jordan Poole first, who only helps you on one of those three. That might cut you some type of way, you know? And so... I think it's all contributed to the breakup of the dynasty.
Chris?
I think Father Time has broken up the dynasty more than anything else, but what Tony said is accurate. I mean, Klay Thompson, I don't think, felt he got the treatment of the, you know, of the nature that he deserved. And the nickname of the team was the Splash Brothers.
Splash Brothers,
he's
right.
One of those. So, you know, I think, you know, he felt some type of way. And, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how well he does in Dallas. I mean, I know injuries contributed to the fact that his numbers were down last year, but, you know, will Lucas set him up? Will he still have the same three-point shot? If so, Dallas has picked up a hell of a, you know, one of the great shooters in the history of the league. So, you know, we'll see.
I think the other thing that was reported, it kind of, I think, says a lot. He basically told Steph Curry not to use his influence on ownership. And to me, that is him saying, I want to see how they're going to treat me without you saying, hey, this is my brother. Make sure you take care of him. He purposely had him stay out of it. And, you know, I think, you know, let's see, if he really, really wanted to stay, he probably wouldn't have told Steph that because he would have felt more confident. But I think he kind of, by him telling Steph that, he kind of knew what was coming down the corner. Or he at least had a thought of what was coming around the corner, and he turned out to be right.
That's a pretty crazy way of going about it, but it's smart. It's very smart.
Number three.
All right, I'm back on my All-Star Game thing. I saw this article, an article this morning titled, Why Paul Skeens Will Start the All-Star Game. And of course, I thought this was preposterous, and I clicked and laughed at the same time as I was clicking. The author listed some reasons why he should start the game. Here they are. Number one, he's pitching well enough to be the starter. Number two, this would be great for Major League Baseball and great for his brand. Number three, people will tune in to watch him. Number four, he loves to pitch on the big stage. And number five, he may go up against some big names in the lineup. Chris, would Paul Skeens be your starter at the All-Star Game?
Well, reason number three is the number one reason why he would be, and that's because
people will watch.
Everybody wants to see it. Look, a couple of years ago when the Dodgers had the game, they put Clayton Kershaw in as the starting pitcher. Did he deserve it necessarily that particular year? Maybe not. There was probably some other guys, but he was the guy that was going to bring the most eyeballs, the most interest. And Paul Skeens, whether you like him or not, everybody wants to see this guy pitch right now. So I have no problem with that. It's an exhibition game. Don't forget that. And you're going to exhibit your sport, exhibit it with the people that...
Exhibit it?
Yes, exhibit it with the people that the others want to see most. I'm not tuning in...
It was Will that wrote this, too.
Oh, Will Leitch, our guy?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, who would be the normal if you were to say starter in the National League right now? I mean, who's would you go with?
I'm not saying I agree or
disagree. Is it Imanaga? Who's
Matt Waldron, baby?
Zach Wheeler. I mean, these are great pitchers, but they're not going to bring any eyeballs to the
Ranger
game.
How about Ranger Suarez? He's having a pretty fantastic year.
Okay, well, there's a guy that nobody's going to tune in to watch pitch, unfortunately. So I don't have a problem with it. For the same reason, I don't have a problem. You know, you wanted to, before he got hurt, I think Fernando would have made the All-Star team because he's Fernando. He's exciting. Everybody wanted to see it. So why not?
Tony, would Paul Skeens be your starter at the All-Star game?
No, probably not. It'd probably be Ranger Suarez. I think he's deserved it. He's made more starts, just as good of numbers, better team. And, you know, I don't believe that Paul Skeens is going to move the needle so that, like, that many more people are going to tune into the MLB All-Star game.
I don't think he's going to get, like, a random bubble fan to be like, oh, I need to watch the All-Star game tonight.
No, I don't. Okay. I think they'll watch the clips that'll come up on their IG feed. Yeah, I don't think they're going to physically turn.
If we want to make sure we get some eyeballs for the All-Star game, Caitlin Clark is starting for the National League on the mound.
But nonetheless, I think he's probably got a good chance to start it, though, at least. I don't know. But I don't know if Boats rolls that way. So we'll see.
All right.
Because Boats not coaching that side. I'm sorry.
No, it'll be, our guy, Torrey Lovello.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I had to remember who.
Torrey may very well do it. Yeah, I think he's got a chance to actually start.
Number two.
3-2. In the air. Is it deep enough? Yes. Robert makes the catch. Here comes Jimenez. No throw. Guardians win it. The story is not that the White Sox lost the game, but the story was that Luis Robert Jr. didn't even make a throw home last night to at least attempt to get an out on the walk-off for the Guardians, and fans of the White Sox were angry. They're like, we're already watching a really terrible team, and now our really terrible team isn't even trying, it seems like. So, Tony, what do you think about the no-throw by Luis Robert Jr.?
I have to be honest, didn't see it, the no-throw.
Well, basically, there was a guy on third, and it was a sack fly situation, and the guy was probably going to score anyway, but it was going to be a walk-off if he scored. Luis Robert caught the ball in center field and didn't even attempt to throw it home.
Go to Chris first, because I'm going to look at this before I give you an answer.
Okay.
I guess the guy could trip running down the third baseline, so, you know, with the longest of odds, maybe you should heave it home, but I think this is much ado about nothing, and probably would be nothing if the White Sox weren't already so bad.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and think that Tony's going to take your side on this, too.
We'll see. He's a former center fielder, and he's going to take a look at the play.
Yeah, that's much ado about nothing.
There you go.
All right.
Cool.
One. Mets DH JD Martinez was scratched from last night's game due to left ankle soreness, and we found out why after. JD Martinez, according to Tim Healy, said his ankle is sore because he tried a new cleat that didn't quite fit right. His shipment from Adidas was delayed, so he bought new cleats on Amazon, and he couldn't play last night because of that. Chris, if you were his teammate, what would you think about this?
Well, if I was the fourth outfielder, I'd be really happy about it because it might get me into the lineup. But this seems a little crazy. But, you know, in this day and age, you got to be comfortable. I mean, Tony's the shoe expert, so I think we should leave this to him.
Yeah,
honestly.
Tony, what do you think?
I can't relate. I put on shoes straight out the box when I played. So, Maybe I just got lucky. I never had a shoe that was so uncomfortable that I couldn't play in. Now, I also had my shoes that I picked out and, you know, needed, so I didn't have this problem having to go to Amazon. But, yeah, man, I can't really speak to that. It seems a little weird.
I can speak to this part. I can speak to this part of it. When I was a kid and I got new shoes and my mom always bought me the cheapest shoes she could find, they always hurt my feet. I was in total pain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. I'm not going to start with a Padre one today because I saw something that was so egregious I had to bring it to the show.
Number five.
We're actually going to have two egregious topics here in the Big Five today. The first one is going to be about Shohei Ohtani. He has decided that he is not going to participate in the Home Run Derby in Texas this year. He said he won't be doing it because, quote, I'm in the middle of my rehab progression, so it's not going to look like I'll be participating.
All right.
End quote. His rehab progression, by the way, has allowed him to play 83 games this year. 27 home runs, Chris.
Yeah.
Been swinging the bat really well.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Roberts said, quote,
that ain't right.
He hit 27. He's hit 27 home runs this year.
Yeah, more than that.
Not that I know of.
No, I think he's got 27. I think Judge 27? Is the only one over 30.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I thought we were talking about.
You were going on Judge.
We're talking about Judge.
Ohtani.
Yeah. No, I'm cool with okay. Judge. I like Judge.
You like okay. Judge today.
Yeah.
Dave you don't Roberts. Like Ohtani for whatever.
Said, Ohtani is in his crosshairs today.
Dave Roberts said, quote, he signed up here to help us win a championship, and nothing should get in the way of that.
Right.
In any other normal situation where he wasn't rehabbing, Chris, he would love to participate.
Okay.
That's what Dave Roberts said.
All right.
I know that it's weighed heavy on him, but I do think the rehab process is something that ultimately makes him feel better about bowing out. End quote.
Okay.
Chris.
Yes.
Should Shohei Ohtani be in the Home Run Derby?
No, he doesn't want to be.
That's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
If he wants to contribute to the end of the Home Run Derby, like the end of the...
Is Aaron Judge going to be in the Home Run Derby? Has he announced that yet?
We don't know.
I think we do know that.
Did he already say
he's
not?
I think he said no.
I mean, you know, other than Gunnar Henderson, I don't know any big sluggers that are going to be in the Home Run Derby. I think this is fair for Ohtani this time around. You say he's rehabbing. He is rehabbing. I mean, the guy is superhuman that he can still go up and hit home runs and do all the things he can do, but he wants to get back to pitching again. And I think even one day of standing out there taking, you know, whatever it is, 100 swings at full strength.
Hellacious swings.
In a half hour is something that he deems could be detrimental to him. This is
his profession, right?
I understand. Okay. Yes,
no,
and his profession is
part of being a baseball player.
But being part of it for him is pitching, and he wants to get back to doing that. You know what? You're just being selfish here because you want to see him in the home run derby. But
he doesn't care if he's in it. He just wants to play.
Otani
just wants to play baseball.
You just want to bitch. That's all you're doing.
I don't know. Can we say that on the radio?
We just did.
Thank you.
By the way, Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Says he is skipping 2024 home run derby. So he's on the list too.
All right, get him on the list.
He's got no rehab.
All right, get him on the list.
Hey. Listen, we were asking different ways to say cool back in the day.
Yeah.
I thought about using that yesterday and asking Chris did they use that, but I was unsure we could say it. I wish I would have.
Bitchin'?
Oh, like, bitchin'?
Yeah, I think we could say that. I think we could say that.
Yeah. But I think we both have the same answer, so you can probably move on to question four.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless you want to get more riled up.
I just think it's ridiculous. I don't really care.
What is ridiculous?
The real part of me says I understand why he's not participating in the home run derby. But the fake part of me is like Dave Roberts. He had such a hard time with this decision, and if he wasn't, I'm just so annoyed by everything.
So Dave Roberts is in the crosshairs too.
Yes, everybody in the Dodgers organization is in the crosshairs today.
Got it.
Number four.
Ramona Shelburne wrote an article for ESPN diving into the reason that Klay Thompson left the Warriors, and some interesting reasons were given. And from the article, it went like this. Quote, the Warriors prioritized extending Jordan Poole for 4 years and $140 million and young swingman Andrew Wiggins for 4 years, $109 million over Thompson and Green the summer after they won a championship, which didn't sit well with either of the two veterans, sources said. So that's why Klay is a little, disenchanted with the Warriors and how they did things. Tony, do you think this is what tore the Warriors apart?
I think it was a bunch of different things. I think Draymond punching Jordan Poole certainly
didn't help.
I have this kind of a personal opinion. When owners give a player a bunch of money, and said player has an injury that, you know, no fault of their own, it does seem like they take that personally. So they gave him all, they gave, you know, Klay that money, and then he ended up tearing his knee in the finals, right? And then he tore his Achilles as he was coming back off of that. And I don't know, to me, why else would you prioritize, I know, Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins over Klay Thompson? Like, I can't even think of a world in which you would do that. Athletes in general, not just Klay Thompson, they take things personally. And when they feel like, because here's what happens a lot of times when you're a young athlete, you get drafted by a team, you know there's the talk about business, but you don't perceive it that way. Like, when you get drafted, you think you're going to be with that team forever. Like, that is how it sits in all of our heads. And when you get traded or something along those lines happens, it's a shock to a lot of guys. And so when you go out, in his case, you help a team win, what, three titles, right? Back 3 and 4 years. And then when it comes time for the payday or your first Big Max, they're like, we kind of like Wiggins. We're going to take care of him first. We're going to take care of Jordan Poole first, who only helps you on one of those three. That might cut you some type of way, you know? And so I think it's all contributed to the breakup of the dynasty.
Chris?
I think Father Time has broken up the dynasty more than anything else, but what Tony said is accurate. I mean, Klay Thompson, I don't think, felt he got the treatment of the nature that he deserved. The nickname of the team was the Splash Brothers. He's one of those. So, I think, he felt some type of way. And, Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how well he does in Dallas. I mean, I know injuries contributed to the fact that his numbers were down last year, but, you know, will Luka set him up? Will he still have the same three-point shot? If so, Dallas has picked up a hell of a, you know, one of the great shooters in the history of the league. So, you know, we'll see.
I think the other thing that it was reported, it kind of, I think, says a lot. He basically told Steph Curry not to use his influence on ownership. And to me, that is him saying, I want to see how they're going to treat me without you saying, hey, this is my brother. Make sure you take care of him. He purposely had him stay out of it. And, you know, I think, you know, let's see, if he really, really wanted to stay, he probably wouldn't have told Steph that because he would have felt more confident. But I think he kind of, by him telling Steph that, he kind of knew what was coming down the corner. Or he at least had a thought of what was coming around the corner, and he turned out to be right.
That's a pretty crazy way of going about it, but it's smart. It's very smart.
Number three.
All right, I'm back on my All-Star Game thing. I saw this article, an article this morning titled, Why Paul Skeens Will Start the All-Star Game. And of course, I thought this was preposterous, and I clicked and laughed at the same time as I was clicking. The author listed some reasons why he should start the game, and here they are. Number one, he's pitching well enough to be the starter. Number two, this would be great for Major League Baseball and great for his brand. Number three, people will tune in to watch him. Number four, he loves to pitch on the big stage. And number five, he may go up against some big names in the lineup. Chris, would Paul Skeens be your starter at the All-Star Game?
Well, reason number three is the number one reason why he would be. And that's because
people will watch.
Everybody wants to see it. Look, a couple of years ago when the Dodgers had the game, they put Clayton Kershaw in as the starting pitcher. Did he deserve it necessarily that particular year? Maybe not. There was probably some other guys, but he was the guy that was going to bring the most eyeballs, the most interest. And Paul Skeens, whether you like him or not, everybody wants to see this guy pitch right now. So I have no problem with that. It's an exhibition game. Don't forget that. And you're going to exhibit your sport, exhibit it with the people that...
Exhibit it?
Yes, exhibit it with the people that the others want to see most. I'm not tuning in.
It was Will that wrote this, too.
Oh, Will Leitch, our guy?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, who would be the normal... If you were to say starter in the National League right now, I mean, who's would you go with?
I'm not saying I agree or
disagree. Is it Imanaga? Who's
Matt Waldron, baby?
Zach Wheeler. I mean, these are great pitchers, but they're not going to bring any eyeballs to the game.
How about Ranger Suarez? He's having fantastic year.
Okay, well, there's a guy that nobody's going to tune in to watch pitch, unfortunately. So I don't have a problem with it. For the same reason, I don't have a problem. You know, you wanted to, I mean, before he got hurt, I think Fernando would have made the All-Star team because he's Fernando. He's exciting. Everybody wanted to see it. So why not?
Tony, would Paul Skeens be your starter at the All-Star game?
No, probably not. It'd probably be Ranger Suarez. I think he's deserved it. He's made more starts, just as good at numbers, better team. And, you know, I don't believe that Paul Skeens is going to move the needle so that, like, that many more people are going to tune into the MLB All-Star game.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get, like, a random bubble fan to be like, oh, I need to watch the All-Star game tonight.
No, I don't. Okay. I think they'll watch the clips that'll come up on their IG feed.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to physically turn.
If we want to make sure we get some eyeballs for the All-Star game, Caitlin Clark is starting for the National League on the mound.
But nonetheless, I think... he's probably got a good chance to start it, though, at least. I don't know. But I don't know if Boats rolls that way. So we'll see.
All right.
Because that's Boats. Boats not coaching that side. I'm sorry.
No, it'll be our guy, Torrey Lovello.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I had to remember who.
Torrey may very well do it. Yeah, he's got. I think he's got a chance to actually start.
Number two.
3-2. In the air. Is it deep enough? Yes. Robert makes the catch. Here comes Jimenez. No throw. Guardians win it.
The story is not that the White Sox lost the game, but the story was that Luis Robert Jr. didn't even make a throw home last night to at least attempt to get an out on the walk-off for the Guardians, and fans of the White Sox were angry. They're like, we're already watching a really terrible team, and now our really terrible team isn't even trying, it seems like. So, Tony, what do you think about the no-throw by Luis Robert Jr.?
I have to be honest, didn't see it, the no-throw.
Well, basically, it was a there was a guy on well, there was a guy on third, and it was a sack fly situation, and the guy was probably going to score anyway, but it was going to be a walk off if he scored. Luis Robert caught the ball in center field and didn't even attempt to throw it home.
Go to Chris first, because I'm going to look at this before I give you an answer.
Okay.
You know, I guess the guy could trip running down the third baseline. So, you know, with the longest of odds, maybe you should heave it home. But I think this is much ado about nothing, and probably would be nothing if the White Sox weren't already so bad.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and think that Tony's going to take your side on this, too.
We'll see. He's a former center fielder, and he's going to take a look at the play.
Yeah, no, that's much to do about nothing.
There you go.
All right.
Cool.
Number one.
Mets DH J.D. Martinez was scratched from last night's game due to left ankle soreness, and we found out why after. J.D. Martinez, according to Tim Healy, said his ankle is sore because he tried a new cleat that didn't quite fit right. His shipment from Adidas was delayed, so he bought new cleats on Amazon, and he couldn't play last night because of it. Chris, if you were his teammate, what would you think about this?
Well, if I was the fourth outfielder, I'd be really happy about it because it might get me into the lineup. But this seems a little crazy. But, you know, in this day and age, you got to be comfortable. I mean, Tony's the shoe expert, so I think we should leave this to him.
Yeah,
honestly.
Tony, what do you think?
I can't relate. I put on shoes straight out the box when I played. So maybe I just got lucky. I never had a shoe that was so uncomfortable that I couldn't play in. Now I also had my shoes that I picked out and you know needed, so I didn't have this problem of having to go to Amazon, but. Yeah, man, I can't really speak to that. It seems a little weird.
I can speak to this part. I can speak to this part of it. When I was a kid and I got new shoes, and my mom always bought me the cheapest shoes she could find, they always hurt my feet. I was in total pain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.